We are just 1 minute shy of the 3 o'clock hour on this Wednesday afternoon, and that means we are ready for another edition of Young Artist Spotlight. And here to introduce you to our young artist this afternoon is FM 89's George Mason. George?
And you thought we were going to have the Bakersfield Youth Symphony Orchestra String Quartet. Well, we have a football player, a passionate reader, a member of the highly competitive National Children's Orchestra of Venezuela, who has already performed under Maestros Dudamel and Sir Simon Rattle, and a young man who finds time for the cello and for knitting. In other words, we have with us the Bakersfield Youth Symphony String Quartet. They've made it to the FM 89 Bonner Studio, support for which comes from the Bonner Family Foundation and Dr. Alice Martinson and Carol Sturgis. Photos of this afternoon's live studio environment, and they're all in tuxes and very beautiful dress. All of this will be seen on kvpr.org shortly, perhaps later today, at least by tomorrow. We will be hearing from and speaking with Pedro Graterol, Jennifer Pusavat, Fabian Gonzalez. But first, and a repeat visitor to Young Artist Spotlight here on our live Wednesday afternoon broadcasts, and that would be Henry Song, a concertmaster for the Bakersfield Youth Symphony Orchestra, who has another avocation that he really wants us to talk about.
Is that
football?
Football. That is a sport that I started in junior high, and right now it's off season, so I'm just practicing long snapping.
Long snapping.
Yeah. It's a underappreciated position. You know, I snap the ball. It's like a center, but a center who hikes it longer.
All the way back to the kicker.
Yeah, to the punter for special teams.
And that came, obviously, I'm guessing, a few years after the violin. Tell us about the violin.
Started violin when I was 8. I've said this last year, but I'll say it again.
Please.
Okay. it was over an airsoft gun. You know, that was really popular during my childhood. My mom wouldn't buy me a 50-cent airsoft gun because I had a violin lesson. So I refused to take the lesson unless she got me the airsoft gun first. Because I knew she always lied, you know. Like, she was like, oh, I'll buy you this. But then 5 minutes later, when did I ever say that? And she took me into the room, you know, gave me a, I won't say beating because that's not.
No, I don't think so, no.
It was a beating, but, you know.
A scolding.
Scolding. And that's when I realized I'll never win an argument with my mom.
Here came the violin right down the road.
Yeah, came a long way down the road. Yeah, and now we're in a quartet.
What's the future for Henry Song and the violin, or for football?
Hopefully I can continue both in college. Hopefully. I'm not sure if I will be able to. But, yeah, that's... I have high hopes.
Let's get going here. What do you have for us first?
We'll start off with Brandenburg Concerto No. 3 by Johann Sebastian Bach. Oh, did I say Bark? I meant Bach.
Well, if you've heard some of my pronunciations here, that's close enough. The Bakersfield Youth Symphony String Quartet. We've got stories to hear and music to hear right now.
Thank you.
The Bakersfield Youth Symphony String Quartet live, Young Artist Spotlight, here on FM 89. Magnificent. And what do we have next, and who do we have next? Also on violin, and her first time with the quartet, that would be Jennifer Pusavat, correct? But with the Bakersfield Youth Symphony for quite a while?
Ever since seventh grade, when I first tried out. I tried out because I have an older brother who plays viola, and I have to say, I sort of followed in his footsteps in a mock of, can you guess, sibling rivalry, except in the violin and not the viola, because my thought process was, you're playing the less played instrument, I will play the violin, which so many more people play, and I will prove that I can rise through the ranks. And
there you go.
And I hope I'm doing that, but it's not so much more competitive to me as it is fun, because as I started to play more under the teaching of Mrs. Rebecca Brooks, I started to learn there was times of frustration because why can't I play this certain part? But other parts just make me smile, even when I can't play them right. But listening to others is also something I really enjoy.
How did this all start?
My relatives took me to see many concerts before, and listening to them play without words just got the emotion through me, and it hit me. Like, and I could close my eyes and just dream and imagine, and I loved that part. And it grew on me until it became my passion, like reading, and so I could do both at the same time, and like a movie, but not quite.
Tell us a little bit about what I had mentioned, I think, in the beginning, or at least you just did, a passion for reading. Anything in particular?
I enjoy reading fiction, actually, more than nonfiction, even though something that caught my interest recently was historical fiction, which is sort of a mixture of both. And
one more question. What is, and you hinted at this a little bit, what is the hardest thing about learning this instrument, violin?
I would have to say getting your own technique and style, compared to listening to everybody else and starting to compare yourself to what you do versus what they do and how it all sounds. I think that is probably the hardest part, that and interpretation, because listening to two people play the same thing will be completely different if you start analyzing it and listening to it closely, even just looking at them play.
And we are hearing all of this from a sophomore at Stockdale High School, Jennifer Pusavat on the violin, and again, Henry Song, Pedro Guattarol, we'll talk to you next, and Fabian Gonzalez, the Bakersfield Youth Symphony Indeed String Quartet. And what do we have next, Jennifer?
We have the second, technically, although it's actually the third, arguably, movement of the Brandenburg Third by same composer.
Again, and here we are, live. Young Artist Spotlight. Thank you. If you're just joining us, it's live in the Bonner Performing Arts Studio of Valley Public Radio. And not to imply that these are children, I mean, after all, they are in high school, one is even a senior, but this is kind of reminiscent to me of Garrison Keillor when he said, all the children here are above average. That is for sure. And next we have another student, by the way, of Rebecca Brooks in Bakersfield, Viola, and let's hear him pronounce his own name.
My name is Pedro Graterol.
Pedro Graterol, from Venezuela.
Yes.
And in this country for just a few months?
Yes, I arrived to the U.S. in August of 2015, August the 7th, exactly.
And quite a number of things happened in your life a year or two before then. You can clue us in a bit.
Well, I began my music education in the Venezuelan music program called El Sistema. And there I had the chance to perform and to study with a large number of orchestras and teachers. And 2013, I got the opportunity to after a rigorous process of auditions, to get into the National Children Orchestra of Venezuela.
No, wait a minute. Say that again. These were rigorous auditions. The National Orchestra of Venezuela, Gustavo Dudamel?
Yes. We worked with Master Gustavo Dudamel, and also with Master Simon Rattle in the Salzburg Festival of 2013.
Well-traveled already. I'm trying to count the continents, and so far I count three. South America, North America, and Europe. And what brought you to the viola?
Well, at first I didn't want to play viola. I wanted to play violin because, my mom is from a region called the Andes, that is a series of mountains in South America. And we went to a house of a violin teacher. I was 10 years old, and I was just astonished by the way he played. And I was like, Mom, Dad, I want to play violin. So we went to El Sistema, and the teacher who was making my audition was also a viola teacher. And he said, no, you're playing viola, okay? And I was like, well, what's that? It's something similar. Okay. And then that's how the adventure started.
Where will you be going with it from here?
Well, I feel that music is my passion and is something I want to live for. So I want to keep my career in music, but I also want to have a major in something related to social sciences.
Oh, I see. And Jennifer here, seated next door, had mentioned how she loves to read in the social sciences and also how she ended up with a violin instead of the viola, and it's opposite story here. But you also, Pedro, you also travel over the grapevine about once a week?
And I began last week to take classes at the Colburn School in Los Angeles. And also I'm taking classes with Miss Brooks. So, yes, I'm kind of like in that.
Very good. And we have, I believe, Haydn next. Is that correct? We have the Haydn Serenade?
Yes. Now we're going to perform Haydn Serenade.
And, of course, Mr. Haydn had a few things to say about the string quartet and the history thereof. And here we have the Bakersfield Youth Symphony Orchestra, String Above Average, by golly, Garrison Keillor Quartet.
Thank you.
Haydn Serenade, the Bakersfield Youth Symphony String Quartet. And we've spoken so far with Henry Song and with Jennifer Pusavat and Pedro Gratarol. And now we hear from the cellist of the group, and that would be a junior from Miramonte High School, and that would be...
Fabian Gonzalez.
Fabian Gonzalez. Fabian, why cello? How did this happen?
Well, everyone knows the cello is just such an amazing instrument. And, well, I first heard the cello. It's from the genius cellist, which was Jacqueline Dupre. And I was just, it was the first cellist I had ever seen. And I was just so amazed by this beautiful instrument. I just somehow knew immediately that's just what I just wanted to play.
How old were you then?
I was about 9 or 10, around there. And when I was around that age, I had asked my parents to play the cello. And, you know, I haven't gotten one for like 3 years. I've been waiting, you know, I always bug them about it until I was about finally 13. And, you know, I was laying in bed with my mother and suddenly my grandfather calls me to the room, to the living room. And by then I had already given up of, you know, the idea of even getting a cello. And then when I get to the living room, I see this big box. And I thought, oh, what did he do? He probably got himself speakers or something. And, well, and then he started, opening this box up. And then I seen this cello book. And I was thinking, wait a minute, it's just a cello book. But when he actually put out the actual cello, I was so happy to see one. I was just so overwhelmed, and it was just the best gift ever, you know, to get the cello.
Let's back up just a couple of years. How were you leaving these hints? Notes on the refrigerator or on the bathroom mirror? How was this working?
I would just ask him. I would say, hey, grandpa, good parents, you know, I want a cello. Can I play the cello?
Okay, so Fabian gets the cello. Then what happened? Looking for a teacher or?
Well, no, actually, I started out by teaching myself how to play the cello. I'd read this book that they had given me, and then they'd show me how to do everything, and I'd even try to figure out how to play it myself. And after a while, I eventually got a few teachers. My first teacher was Miss Natasha Ramirez, and I had lots of fun, you know, learning from her. And my new teacher now is Mr. Alex Wilson, and he's also just very amazing. I'm glad to have all my teachers from school to teach me and many people. And I just if it wasn't for them, I don't think I'd be anywhere where I am today. I definitely have to give the credit to them.
One more question. What's your other hobby?
Oh, well, besides playing the cello, I love to knit. That's also another thing.
Say that a little louder for our folks that didn't have the radio turned up. You love to...
knit.
You love to knit, but you live in Bakersfield where it's hot.
Oh, that doesn't matter. It's pretty cold. Well, it's not just for cold. It's also for good therapy, and, you know, it really helps, you know. It's also good to know, I just think, in just a different way, you know, to express, you know, good talent.
Everybody knows something, right? And how about this quartet here? And you're going to have for us next some Tchaikovsky on Dante Cantabile?
Oh, yes. Yes.
Thank you very much, Fabian. And Fabian Gonzalez, first year with the, by the way, Bakersfield Youth Symphony Orchestra principal cellist, after playing the cello for a grand total of 3 years. Here once again, the quartet, Bakersfield Youth Symphony String Quartet. Live this Wednesday afternoon, Valley Public Radio Young Artist Spotlight.
Thank you.
the Andante Cantabile from Tchaikovsky's Quartet Opus 11, and here in the Fresno studio we do have the Bakersfield Youth Symphony String Quartet. They have a couple of encores for us here coming up, as we are hearing from Henry and Pedro and Jennifer and Fabian. Now, as for the encores, we're going to hear Londonderry Air, beautiful in itself, but also the Arkansas Traveler. They'll be performing these back-to-back. And knowing that the listener was not able to be here for rehearsal, I would suggest you might want to turn this Arkansas Traveler into a driveway moment and stick with us. The Bakersfield Youth Symphony. Yes, Henry. Mm-hmm. Let me make my way over to Henry.
I just wanted to say something real quick.
Sure.
For the Arkansas Traveler, my violin teacher, Karin Enebo, had a really dear friend that I looked up to pass away recently. So this is a type of music that he would like. So I would like to say we're dedicating this for him and playing this for him.
Very good. And that will be following the Londonderry Air, or both of them?
Both of them, yeah. They play right next to each other.
Henry Song. And the rest of the string quartet, Bakersfield Youth Symphony String Quartet.
Thank you.
have been listening to this afternoon, and all at the same time, cellist Fabian Gonzalez, who will knit you anything, anytime. And also from Pedro Graterol from, I should mention, Fabian from Miramonte High School, a junior. Pedro, a sophomore at Centennial High School, is that correct? But also from Venezuela until just about 4 months ago. And sophomore from Stockdale High School, Jennifer Pusavat, her first time with the Bakersfield Youth Symphony Orchestra. And violin, the concertmaster of the orchestra, and a senior at Stockdale High School, and also an unappreciated football long snapper, Henry Song. Thanks to all of you. Support for Young Artist Spotlight comes from the Bonner Family Foundation and Dr. Alice Martinson and Carol Sturgis. Now, for the next 3 weeks, we're actually giving Fresno artists a continued break. Next week, Bakersfield, harp. The following week, young musicians from Visalia in Tulare County. And then the following week, Bakersfield again. This season of Young Artist Spotlight runs Wednesday afternoons through April 29th. Research and scheduling support from Christina Herrick and especially today, Bea Barman in Bakersfield. Production for Valley Public Radio by Don Weaver. I'm George Mason, and yes, glad you were here.